The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Aoife Dunican is here, the style Bob, and this is the time of year, isn't it? It's really hard to get dressed at the moment because you could be heading out the door, like it's just such a gamble. Do you need the big coat? If you go without the coat, are you going to be freezing in your t-shirt or your shirt by lunchtime? It's just a kind of a in-betweeny time.
It is, Claire, and mentally we just have to say goodbye to winter. We really do.
Can't, I find it really hard.
I did try yesterday just to take the sock off for maybe 10 minutes, right? And I think I think I'm a week too early. But, you know, for some reason this week, there's been kind of a shift, right? Even getting up early in the morning, we talk about how early we get up and the brightness is there. And I think I've been in the fortunate position to see lots of lovely trends coming through in the shop this week. And when we think of trends, I don't think them as it being trendy. I think of freshness, renewal, spring. And it's time to kind of get out the bright colours. I mean, look, we'll be in our puffer jackets, let's face it, probably till August. But there's trends everywhere at the moment. They're kind of coming at us thick and strong.
What have you seen? So give us a lowdown.
What have I seen? Well, I suppose, first of all, the fashion industry would like you to buy trends head to toe. Okay, it's a 60 billion global industry. You know, they want you to go in and wear every bit of leopard that you own. So what I'm seeing coming through, actually the biggest trend I'm seeing and loving, actually, is the whole love story influence, right? So, you know, the whole Caroline Bisset. So prep is back. Prep is back.
The Kennedys.
So if you think, you know, I don't know about you, but I remember growing up in a small town and my sister sending me home a Ralph Lauren shirt in the 80s. Now, I thought I was very cool.
Lottery winner.
And, you know, and I said to myself, I'm never doing that look again, you know, but now it's kind of back. So we say people talk about quiet luxury being gone. It's not that quiet luxury is gone. There's a lot of embellishment and fun and colour back, but it's a new kind of prep, you know. So, Claire, if you've anything at home, stick the collar up, maybe put put the jumper over the
UCD arts course.
UCD arts or us marketing types, we used to do that. But certainly, like, if you loved that kind of trend, I'm not saying you go back to what you wore in the 80s or 90s, but if you love a trench coat, for example, I love a trench coat, and it's not about that typical Burberry type trench. The kind of preppy now is short and floaty and fun.
Yes,
you know?
I was reading a piece in the Times last night about the new Marks and Spencer collection, and the reviewer was raving about it, but there was a short trench in there, and we were being told that can go with everything now over the next few months. So the longer trench is kind of gone?
The longer trench is still there, but it's a bit oversized. And sometimes, you know, it's a bit of faff, you know, imagine belts and stuff. If I faff, I just won't wear it. Whereas the shorter trench is very wearable, and it's kind of a little bit wider and shorter, so you can kind of layer a lot underneath. So you can still have all the thermal layers, but look very spring-like, which is great. But what I'm loving is that we think of trends that, you know, we have to go by head to toe. Trends can be hugely sustainable, Claire, right? Like leopard is all back in. I mean, when is leopard not in? But go play. I look at the trends. So obviously I'm there looking at runway. I don't use the high street for trends. Not, of course, I'll buy in the high street. The reason why is that when a trend hits the high street, it's kind of over gone. But it's kind of there. So if you look at the runway, so this week I'm looking at, you know, Matthew Blasi for Chanel, and he's mixing black and white and red this morning, as I am trying to do. And we all have black and white and red in our wardrobe. So I've been dressing a lot of women lately. We had a, you know, black blazer, black trousers, black and white top. Can be a bit boring. Add a red shoe, Claire. We all need to own a red shoe. I'm obviously wearing red earrings this morning. You don't have to have a red shoe. So you can look at what you have. If you love leopard, you don't want to go head to toe. Do you have a leopard belt that'll change up something? Or else sometimes, Claire, stuff gets old and tired. So let's just say you're a trainer girl. Then look at your trainers and you might say, you know what? Kind of they're gone a bit neater now. Chocolate brown suede is a lovely trainer to have. So I always think, look at what you wear a lot. An update.
So the low profile slimmer trainer, that's the one that we're going for, is it?
Yes.
This season.
Yes, it's very slick. And you know what? It looks great, just as good with the suit as it does with a wide leg jean. And you and I have had lots of conversations. We're going to have a whole show, Claire, aren't
we? What shoes go with what jeans? Every time I see Aoife, I ask her that question. But it's a good one. And I know loads of people ask you that question on Instagram as well, don't they?
Yes, I do every day. And we will do that. But just on the slicker trainer, I think it's called the retro trainer, to be fashionably correct. It's lovely with the wide leg jean, but also goes lovely with a straight leg jean as well.
And I know you don't want to go.
You're not going to ask me.
No, if you have a wide leg jean and a really slim, flat trainer, does that not mean the jean is pooling a bit at the ends? Like, do you not need a little bit of elevation sometimes with those bigger jeans?
What I would say sometimes, this is a rule. If the jean is trousery-like, what I mean by that is not very stiff. Let's say a floaty jean, right? Yeah. Like that the denim is quite light. It looks really elegant over that kind of trainer. You kind of have to make sure that your jeans are cut for that trainer, if that makes sense, which is why if I go back to that, I still love to this day. And Claire, please don't ask me on air how many pairs of jeans I have because, you know, I'd fill this studio, right? But I keep going back to what would I save in a fire? I'd save a straight leg crop because a little bit of ankle bone with that elegant trainer looks really nice with a blazer. And you can also wear a straight leg crop jean with also a little kidney heel. So mm-hmm. that's what I would
I
save.
Knew I'd get you to talk about shoes and jeans. I always get you to do it.
I know, we'll do the separate show. But jeans, it's, you know, we talk about the barrel. I know we don't want to talk about the barrel leg jean, but, you know, it does suit an awful lot of figures.
I think it's a great shape.
It's great shape and it's comfortable. And, you know, you can sit on a plane with a barrel leg jean and have lots of space. But I have put women of all shapes and sizes in it. And it's a great way. If you, again, talk about a trend, if you've loads of blazers at home, loads of little short jackets, the barrel leg will just mm-hmm. augment it. You know?
Now, you mentioned leopard, you mentioned the black, white and red. What about butter yellow? I see a good bit of that around. Is that a thing?
Do we have to talk about butter?
You don't like it?
No. Do you know what? I do like it.
But it's a trend, is it? Is it there?
It's there. It was a bit more of a last year's trend.
Oh, you see, that's where I am. That's where my head is at.
So buttermilk yellow is the kind of colour that only looks good if it's in a beautiful natural fabric. So cotton or linen or silk. If you see it in a shiny fabric, it's a bit mother of the bride. Mm. Okay. So the colours that are really in this, I mean, brown is going through all through the season, right? And I never thought I'd wear brown again, but I'm loving brown with
it's very flattering, I think, on most people, isn't it?
Really is, but it's beautiful with pale pink, gorgeous with purple. Lime green, Claire, is huge. Lime green would be great on you. Do you have any lime green?
No.
No? Okay. Put your lime green with brown. It's a great shade. Red is everywhere. I know we've talked at length in this programme about red, but red blazer, blue jeans, black shoe. It's really flattering. But do look at the runways just for inspiration. It's not to do with, I can't do that, I can't afford that. That's where I get my inspiration.
And then you just adapt what you have to fit what they're doing.
Yeah,
which is a sensible way to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Everything I'm wearing here today is quite old, but I've just changed it up.
Aoife, thank you so much. And thank you for talking about shoes and jeans, my favourite thing.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.